This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
744, 16 till 8. Chris Coleman, Manning Master Control, Councilman. I think he's doing this to pay tribute to you with green onions for Councilman Eugene Green. How you doing?
Green is great.
There you go. Green is great. How you doing?
Good morning.
All right?
Good morning to you and to everyone who is in your audience this morning.
Tell me what's on your mind today as we talk on this Tuesday morning about what's going on in the city.
Well, I'll tell you that I always kind of want to talk about the reductions in crime, and I want everybody to know that we still have much too much crime in our city. But at this time in 2022, for example, there had been 214 carjackings in our city. I can't believe that we were ever at the point where we had so many, and we had almost accepted it as part of living in our city. And this year there have been 41. So from 214 to 41 suggests progress. And also that terrible statistic of homicides. We had approximately 200 homicides at this time some years ago, and we're still too high. We have 87 homicides, which includes the 14 on the unfortunate January 1st, resulting from the unfortunate January 1st terrorist incident. And, you know, that change is significant. Obviously, it's certainly a lot of more families not being victimized by crime and fewer families being victimized by crime. And it just gives me an opportunity to start off by saying commendations to the members of the New Orleans Police Department for the patrols, for the investigations, and for working with law enforcement on a state and federal level. There have been some, just like last night, there was an announcement of a special operation that took place between May and July. It resulted in a significant number of arrests of individuals associated with trafficking and also crimes involving children. And the members of the New Orleans Police Department were in the midst of those investigations, providing that information that resulted in the arrest. Constitutional patrolling, constitutional investigations, and at the end of the day, it's one of the reasons that our crime rate is down. But I'll also give recognition to some organizations and some people, such as Voices of the Victims of Crime and other organizations that talk to people and encourage them to use trauma recovery resources and mental health resources to address whatever issues they have that may incline them to violence. But it's just an opportunity to say that with all of the challenges that are still out there, we're not anywhere near where we need to be. The city is moving in the right direction, especially relative to violent crime. For example, I mean, I appreciate this opportunity. It's still bad. There were 5 violent crimes last week in the entire city of New Orleans, and that's according to the Metropolitan Crime Commission. 5. Now, that's still 5 too many. But it's important to recognize across the city of New Orleans, the city that was referred to as one of the top crime cities in the country, the murder capital of the world, that's an indication that we're moving right and moving in the right direction. There are some districts, such as the 3rd District of the NOPD, where crime is down so significantly that people are even saying, what are we doing to make it that way? That's just good news for the city in the midst of the challenges of still having any crime at all. We don't have to have any crime in our city. It's not because we're the Big Easy, it's because we're relaxed or something like that. It's not because of poverty. That's not the reason that we've been having some of the past crime. It's just good to see us moving in the right direction.
So what does that say about the right number of police officers?
Well, that says that, very honestly, if you're doing a good job and also you have cooperation with the feds and the state, and also if you make resources available to the members of the New Orleans Police Department and our law enforcement community, such as license plate reading technology, the ability to use drone technology, you give them the equipment that is necessary for them to do the job, that providing that support becomes a force multiplier. That's right, because that's a good question, because we keep, and that we're not talking about it as much these days, which is good. But I remember at the beginning, as a council member, we would always talk about the number should be this, the number should be that. Well, the job is getting done in many respects. Of course, we still have a lot to do. But when you go from 200 plus carjackings, 200 plus 14, I think it was in 2022 at this time, to 41, maybe that suggests that there's a better job being done using the technology that's out there and working with state and federal officials. Because, for example, the carjacking is a federal offense if it involves violence. So they're accepting the reports and the investigation from the NOPD. Maybe we should look around and give more recognition to the fact that in the midst of challenges, maybe 25% fewer officers than we need to have, we've done some things right. Part of that is because the city council has provided funding for and support for civilian work. And so we have more civilians doing work such as traffic accidents and things like that, that it used to be that our armed officers were doing. That plus the resources, plus just the general attitudinal change amongst our citizens, calling in what they see, being willing to testify, getting their community organizations involved with crime fighting, is having an effect that's making it not so bad that we don't have the number of officers that we want to have, and we may not have that in any time in the near future. So we need to continue doing what we're doing, using all of that as force multipliers.
Well, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to council member Eugene Green. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. I get texts from people that continue to talk about crime being out of control in New Orleans. I don't know where they're getting that number or where they're getting that perception, or maybe they haven't been to the parish lately. I don't know, council member, but you can address that when we come back. 10 till 8, traffic, WW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You will. 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Councilmember Eugene Green. Councilmember, you're talking about crime being down in New Orleans, and statistically it's true, yet there are those that would say that crime is out of control in New Orleans. What would you say to that?
Well, anybody who's been victimized by a crime, I always want to tell you that, you know, I have sympathy for you, and I understand your concern. But if you're living outside of New Orleans and just ignoring the reality, and if you're living in the city, I can't accept that. At the end of the day, for example, in 2022, at this time, there were 378 armed robberies in our city by the end of the month of August. Well, that number is down to 129, which is one-third. Yeah, that's still too many. But remember that armed robbery includes some drug dealer with a gun taking money from a fellow drug dealer. It's still an armed robbery. At the end of the day, there were five violent crimes in our city of over 350,000 people with all of its visitors last week. That's still five too many. But in many respects, we're moving in the right direction. All of our crime is down significantly. And I just want to take an opportunity to thank the members of our law enforcement community and some social services communities, such as Voices of the Victims of Crime, who get people to, who encourage people to testify, and organizations such as the Family Justice Center and others who are doing the job of making people feel comfortable in our very difficult to navigate court system. We're moving in the right direction, and that's just the emphasis that I want to place. You should still be careful. You should still go to NOLA311.org. You should still call 311. You should still call 911 when you see something. It's important to recognize that participation by residents and even visitors in reporting what they see is also part of the reason that our crime rate is down. I want us to continue to work to the point where we have no crime, but I do want to make sure that we give recognition where recognition is due to the people who are doing the work, especially the law enforcement community, especially our first responders, the people who are called to the scenes of shootings, the people who are called to the scenes of violence. They're getting out there. They're responding in a timely manner. They're doing the job. And we must continue to provide the resources that help our law enforcement community and members of our social services community to do the job that is being done right now.
I talked to Brian Lagarde yesterday, Project NOLA, concerned about some footage being used for a TV show that the administration approved. Are you guys going to look at that and maybe make sure that that doesn't happen in the future, or can you?
Yeah, I don't have all of the details on it. We certainly don't want any footage to be misused. The only problem is I'm a little bit confused about the entire situation because private citizens have cameras in front of their homes, and I don't know if they're restricted on using that footage. I will find out more details, but Mr. Lagarde and the public should know that just as the police conducts constitutional investigations, no stones will be left unturned in terms of making sure that this investigation results in results.
You'd hate to see it short-circuited, pardon the pun, for, you know, a TV show.
No, we're not going to let that happen in our city. We also want to have a good relationship with Mr. Lagarde and anyone who provides services, so we're going to work things out.
Thank you, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.